Burning vinyl chloride, one of the chemicals released after the derailment, can create dioxins. The EPA has ordered Norfolk Southern to begin testing for dioxins near the site of its train derailment in East Palestine. These long-lived chemicals can lead to serious health problems. Fear that these chemicals are in the environment has many near the site anxious about their long-term health. Here's the Allegheny Front's Reed Fraser again with more.
From a window in her house, Tamara Fries looks across the street at a line of train cars moving through East Palestine. She was standing in this spot the night of February 3rd. She'd just gotten home from work and watched as a line of Norfolk Southern trains burned a few hundred feet from her house.
Yeah, I was standing here, and they have it blocked off, but like now, see where like the trains go, and those were like just all completely inflamed when I got home.
She and her husband, Nelson, were mainly worried about casualties from the derailment. They didn't think about what was in those tank cars. Nelson heard that night they were carrying vinyl flooring. That didn't seem so bad.
And I thought, well, that would make black smoke. You know, vinyl flooring would, burn. I've seen it burn, carpet burn. It gives off black smoke, but...
Like
and it was vinyl chloride, and then I said, oh, no, that is not good.
To prevent a catastrophic tanker explosion, the vinyl chloride was intentionally burned, producing the infamous black smoke that was seen for miles. The Freezes evacuated. They came back to their house, not quite knowing what was in that smoke. Tamara's reaction was to start cleaning up.
All our glasses in our cupboard had film on them. And that's when I was like, okay, yep, I have to wash all our clothes, all our curtains, all our bedding, threw out all our pillows, just started washing every dish we owned.
Like a lot of people in town, they started hearing about a toxic group of chemicals called dioxins. These can be created when chemicals that have chlorine in them, like vinyl chloride, burn. Carla Ng is an environmental engineer at the University of Pittsburgh who says dioxins can have long-term health consequences.
Dioxins are famous for being extremely toxic organic chemicals and also bioaccumulative, which means that when you're exposed to them, they tend to stick around in your body, and then even if the levels in the environment are quite low, they can build up over time.
The reason for this, Ng says, is that dioxins are incredibly durable, so they last a long time. And they prefer fat to water, so they cluster in the fat cells of animals like humans and fish.
So things that are water-soluble are really easy to get rid of in your body because you can just urinate them out. That's not the case for these chemicals, and so this means that they can have a lifetime in your body that's much longer, years as opposed to hours or minutes.
Nesta Bordy-Sam is an environmental toxicologist with the University of Pittsburgh. He says the body's typical response to breaking down chemicals from the environment doesn't really work on dioxins.
The general idea for metabolism is to break the compound down so that it will be soluble for excretion. This does not always happen, and they're able to form other products that have a strong binding affinity with DNA.
This can lead to serious health problems. According to the EPA, dioxins can cause cancer, damage the immune system, interfere with hormones, and cause reproductive and developmental problems. All of this is why Tamara Fries has wanted more testing. For weeks, the EPA resisted local pressure to sample soil for dioxins before ordering the company to begin testing. The Pennsylvania DEP will also be doing some soil sampling for dioxins in Beaver County. Fries says for her, it's not about propping up any kind of legal case against Norfolk Southern.
I think it's so we know that our dog can safely go and roll around the grass and we're not going to contaminate the air with cutting the lawn in the summer. Wanting to know if we can grow tomatoes and be safe to eat them.
The Frieses have been experiencing health problems like a sore throat, inner ear issues, and skin problems. And they're not sure if they'll stay in East Palestine. Nelson Fries says when they report out the results, government agencies shouldn't sugarcoat the long-term effects of the derailment.
Just tell me the truth, I'll make up my mind as long as I got the facts. I can't really decide what I'm going to do until I know for sure what the hell it actually is.
The Frieses are split on whether to accept Norfolk Southern's offer to relocate while cleanup takes place. Tamara wants to leave, but Nelson doesn't want to be away from home for months at a time. So for now, they're staying in East Palestine. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Fraser.